If we stop looking, what do we see? Now in this room, if we give up the attempt to find something here, including finding nothing, we give up finding something, an experience, something that feels good or feels full or feels connected, and we give up finding nothing, we give up the deconstruction, the abandonment, the negative. What is the actuality? What is the universe expressing?
And your question was, what is this, the universe? What was that again about?
I don't know. And what?
Okay, what I was trying to express.
I mean, disregard the question.
Okay.
It's just a foil anyway.
All right, so to start a dialogue. I can't tell if it's the universe arising or if it's, currently there's a lot of stuff in my head from a recent painful experience that keeps arising. And so is that just the universe or is that my egoic mind? You know, I mean, if you want to ask that question, it's like, it seems like right now I want to control what's arising because it's causing a lot of pain. So I'm doing different things. You know, I'm trying letting go. I'm trying meditating. I'm trying being busy. I'm trying looking at. I'm trying everything, you know, and then I'm doing nothing and stuff still comes up. Mm-hmm. And so is that just the universe and can I not take responsibility for it?
Is it a weird experience to speak into a microphone and hear your voice coming out and coming back?
I wasn't thinking about that, so I guess it's not.
It's not.
Uh-uh. Okay. So I guess I was doing nothing and it was okay.
Well,
in that moment.
Yeah, I think it's something like that, though. It's not that it's just the thoughts arising, the garbage. It's also that there's the sound and the feedback. It's not just the sound. It was just sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sound and the overtones. It's the sound and the silence. It's the sound and the listener.
Right.
It's the sound and the breath.
So there's a whole lot of things going on.
Yeah, and there's one thing going on. It's just the sound.
There's the sound just going on in this very if you want to catch it in the second, each second.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose if I just stop there, it would be okay. But then the next thing that comes up is...
is the next thing.
But that comes from my association, if I think about what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's either bad or good, or it was painful, or that wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, and where does the feedback come from? Where does the listener listening come from?
Where does the feedback come from?
Yeah,
well, it seems in this
makes a slight overtone.
Moment, it comes from my mind, and I, you know, being on this spiritual indoctrination, which has been a good thing, you know, for quite a while. I mean, I could go to that, and I could say, oh, you know, I could answer from there. But if you want the honest truth right now,
okay,
I would say it comes from my thoughts in the moment, and either they're, you know, clear, and I feel I'm from a peaceful place, and so those thoughts would be different, or I'm feeling like I'm from an agitated place, and the feedback is going to be different. And it really does just feel like it's being churned up in this mind from this conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always feel like that. I mean,
and where does that churned up mind exist? What's its context? Does it just exist and there's nothing else?
Does it just exist and there's nothing else?
Are you in a room, for example, with people?
Well, no, there's lots of things that exist besides that.
Mm-hmm. What about that? So
well,
I say, okay.
They're here too.
But the universe is just churning up garbage thoughts.
And, you know, recently.
Yeah, but so, is that it?
No, there are a lot of other things. So are you saying that I could choose what I pay attention to?
No, I'm saying it is the garbage and...
And everything else.
And everything else.
So I'm deciding right now, okay, I can choose what I pay attention to and I can ignore the stuff that's coming up in my head and maybe it'll just stop. Maybe it won't. I can go to the beach instead.
Well, we've all tried to train our awareness to do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But awareness doesn't stay trained, as we found. Right? We can focus on our thoughts, but we can only stay focused on our thoughts for so long.
Mm-hmm. Because you get distracted.
Yeah, like I'm trying to focus on this, but then people are walking in the room, and my awareness won't stay trained, so it goes to that. I can hear this buzzing, whatever this chainsaw thing is in the background. So my awareness goes everywhere. So I'd like to say, well, my thoughts are like this, and characterize them. Well, my thoughts are pure. Of course, yours are garbage, mine are pure. And we can talk as if that's true, but it's not, because your garbage thoughts are also part of my awareness.
It's part of your what?
My awareness.
Yeah.
And my pure thoughts, we can imagine, are part of yours, just like the chainsaw, just like the people coming in the room.
So the idea that we're all one is what you're talking about.
I don't know about when we all are one, because all I know is my awareness goes everywhere, as much as I've tried to stop it, as much as I've tried to train it to only go to nice places, peaceful places, happy places.
Mm-hmm.
It goes everywhere. It goes into my garbage thoughts, unfortunately. So what to do about this?
Yeah, that would be a good question.
Yeah, well, do we need to do anything about that? In other words, the garbage thoughts are there. We can focus on them, but why? Why are we focusing on them?
Well, so, I wouldn't say I'm focusing. I'm saying that if they keep coming up, then your attention is continually drawn there. And then you have to make a choice. You know, am I going to focus on that, or am I going to go make a piece of toast instead? Maybe, you know,
Why do you characterize it as having to make a choice? That's again trying to
because
train.
Because the thoughts sometimes overtake me, and that's all there is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I'm not having to do anything. They're just coming up.
Okay.
And I'm finding myself paying attention to those thoughts.
Okay.
And I'm... So it's not like, why am I having to do anything?
Okay, so the thoughts come and they come and they come and they're just overwhelming me. What happens then? Do I just...
I go to bed.
You go to bed.
Okay. Put the pillow over my head and go, you know. Sometimes I do different things, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do different things. I pray.
Okay. Well, what if you don't do anything about that? What if you don't go to bed, you don't pray?
Then you just
don't do anything.
You know, if I didn't do anything, I don't think it's possible to not do anything. I mean, well, stuff comes up, then I can't do nothing because either I notice it or I try to distract myself from it.
I'm not talking about the awareness now. I'm talking about the action
of doing
that tries to change this being overwhelmed by garbage thoughts.
Okay, well, to be really honest, I've been doing nothing and I've been in bed for about 4 days.
Yeah.
That's doing nothing, and that's not making me feel very good.
Well, you could call that a retreat. You could pay people money, and you can go to places, and you can sit there, and you can call it Vipassana or, you know, non-dualism.
Well, actually, that's what I did yesterday. I decided I should sit up and meditate and have my own meditation retreat for the whole day.
Yeah. No, but that's
so I did that.
But
what
is the difference between the actual thing that happens and the story around it? It says it's spiritual. Going to bed in response to this intensity.
You know what? I didn't say it was spiritual. I decided I'd sit up all day because, you know, staying in bed didn't feel good. So I thought, I'll try this. I'll sit up all day and meditate. And, you know, maybe there will be some peace there because it's been really draining to have all this other stuff going on. And it doesn't feel like I'm in control of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
so are we looking for peace? Is that what we're looking for?
It would be really nice to have some peace, because pain is, you know, you can accept pain, but then, you know, you want some relief, you want some peace too, then it makes it easier to, you know, go, okay, well, life is painful and it's peaceful. I mean, it's both, but when it gets lopsided, then it's, you know, it's very difficult to keep hanging out in life. You know, of course you want some peace. You want some relief.
Well, I think this is a very essential question, actually, what it is we want. And if what we want is peace, there are more direct ways to find that as a state of mind. And the way that you're approaching it, which is to do nothing about it, is not going to get you there. It doesn't get you to peace, it gets you to life. And life is sometimes completely overwhelming, completely painful, completely devastating. And without promise of relief. That's what is most devastating about being devastated, is that it doesn't have, in 3 days it'll be fine. It has, there's no promise.
Right.
That's life. So the relationship to life, which is open and accepting of it as it is, and moving as life expresses itself, doesn't equal peace. There are some things that equal peace. You can do practices which will take you into a space in your brain which is sedate. And you can practice getting there. And when conflict comes up, you can go through the practice of getting to that peaceful place. And that will be your exit from that turmoil. But the question is, when you're in that peaceful place, where's the turmoil? Where's the conflict? Where's the tension?